Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
No John, no Reggie, and no Figgy. It's Paul Gallant, it's Chris Partee, it's Colin Neal in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
Holding down the fort.
So one of us, at some point, has to take up the mantle of the one, the only, the Figgy Fig, for this segment.
It's probably I feel like I kind of have to.
Colin usually does a great job filling in for Figgy Fig, even with the Figgy's mixtape. He usually does a great job.
I mean, I do all right. All right, you know what?
Let's, so modest.
All right. It's Figgy's mixtape. Colin Neal filling in for the great, and I mean the great, Figgy here on Sports Radio 610. You of course can tune in every weekday at around 1:20, Figgy Fig would usually hold it down for Figgy's mixtape, but it is me, and yes, I can tell some of y'all are very disappointed. But guess what? I don't really care. Let's do Black Friday, okay? I want to know real quick, if you are shopping on Black Friday, if you are going out, please be safe. There are crazy people out there.
For sure.
We all know that. What items or what things do y'all go out for? Like, and y'all can get specifics. I mean, I'm pretty sure electronics is a big thing, but
TVs,
are specific things y'all think are pretty popular for people to go grab on Black Friday?
It's a good question today because TVs have never been cheaper.
Yeah,
all these TVs. I mean, shoot, Chris, you go to Costco and you can get a good 50-something inch TV with all the brand new tech for probably less than $400.
I got a 55-inch TV about, not even Black Friday. This is like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
55-inch, was it $300?
Wow.
Like, I added the insurance as well.
Yeah.
It was like $340.
That's
total.
It's impressive. So I'm almost like, why would you on Black Friday go for electronics unless you're getting a new phone?
Maybe.
But even then, like, what is the difference? And for all the dorks out there who are about to say, well, actually, the Android's the better phone. Whatever, F off. I'm just saying, what is the difference between a 16 and a 17? You know, difference between an 11 and a 16, which I just upgraded to. Like, okay.
That's a huge difference.
That's a massive difference.
That's a few generations there.
But if you're upgrading from the last phone to the next phone, like, is that worth waiting in line around the corner at the Apple store?
For some people, it is.
Why?
For some people, it is. Man, it's a status thing.
But it's like, oh, I have the iPhone 17. Okay, it'd be one thing if it's back in the day where, you know, like, I have the iPhone 4.
Right.
Now we're at model 17. I think everyone's kind of in on it where I'm only getting a new iPhone if all of a sudden the battery stops working, he said in quotation marks.
Air quotes.
Because it just stopped working. It's time for you to upgrade. I mean, it's just stopped working. So I don't know, Colin, to answer your question, I don't know what people are going for the Black Friday deals now, especially since you can order so many things online and get deals that are similar to Black Friday deals maybe, online with Amazon and other things.
Maybe you need a fridge or like a washer dryer or something like that. Maybe those big appliances, you get like 60, 70% off, allegedly.
Okay, well, I opened up a Wired article.
Okay,
and y'all probably wouldn't guess the first thing it mentioned when it comes to deals that you should go after or whatsoever.
So it wasn't drugs. TVs.
Okay, it's an electronic, but I just don't think y'all would ever guess it, and I didn't think about it.
Vapes.
I'm kidding.
It's just a joke, people.
Those are pretty popular.
Routers.
Okay, I can see that.
Interesting.
Like internet routers.
That was my
wireless
thing.
Wireless routers. Yeah, I could see that.
There's some dead zones in my condo.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds so cool when I say condo. It's just a 2-bedroom apartment.
So I'm guessing.
The condo does sound pretty cool. Awesome.
Why do I feel like though, Paul, you're setting up for your podcast and then you probably set everything up and you're like, oh, there's no Wi-Fi here.
I'm directly wired in. I got an Ethernet cable that goes right into the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. What about
that's the best route always?
Do you think? I mean, grocery shopping's got to be pretty popular for Black Friday, right?
You got to stock up.
I mean, yeah.
Probably couldn't go anywhere yesterday.
I mean, why not? Closed?
Unless you got our earliest. Right? Was that
save a little bit on the grocery bill?
But do stores do? They don't like groceries. Don't have Black Friday deals.
I don't think so.
Groceries are high as hell, man. What you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, insert president, whoever's in. Yeah, just blame it on them. I don't know. Truly, I do not know. Maybe it is groceries, maybe it is electronics, but here's what I can tell you. I ain't going outside.
I ain't gonna be out there.
No. I'll order online. I am not ordering in person. I am not waiting in line to go into somewhere.
So you're waiting for Cyber Monday then?
Yeah.
I love me a good Cyber Monday and Cyber Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Might have Cyber Tuesday
Wednesday
now?
Yeah, they might have a Cyber Wednesday next week. I don't know.
For the procrastinators out there like myself.
Yeah, that's what we do. We just wait.
It's okay if you...
Just wait.
Just wait a little bit.
It's not that bad if you admit it, okay? That's all I say. If you admit your downfalls, they're not as bad.
That's what we're telling you.
I feel you.
So, all right, I'm on.
The mixtape.
I'm on. It's a...
You're right.
Oh, okay. There's a sound effect. Good. I would have done it for you.
Slim Shade.
It's Figgy's Mixtape here on Sports Radio 610. Colin Neal alongside Chris Partee and Paul Gallant. I'm going to ask y'all this as well, keeping it kind of, you know, Thanksgiving themed a little bit. What's y'all's favorite? What was y'all's or is still y'all's favorite Thanksgiving activities? For me, it's like a little turkey bowl, like going outside in the front yard.
Yeah, yeah. You know, back as a kid, yeah.
Throwing football, my cousin being the all-time QB, because why not? Because he's the older one. He can make all the rules.
Of course. As a kid, I would agree. And I think that's for most, especially young men growing up, that's like the highlight of Thanksgiving, is playing football with family, friends, the turkey bowl. It's got to be.
I mythologized it in my head. I thought I was in the midst of NFL films, was humming the theme.
We all thought that, though.
Oh, for sure.
But we all had our highlights.
And for me, it was my time to shine. I wanted to demonstrate my value to my family. But,
I can play football.
Yeah, I can play football.
Listen, if there was film, if NFL Films was out there filming my Turkey Bowl in like the film, the NFL teams would be calling, I swear. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. I would have gotten full ride off.
Yeah, same. Same here.
Besides that, or maybe it is, what are some of y'all favorite Thanksgiving activities outside of eating? Do not say eating. That's cheating.
Ooh. It is cool to see your entire family, and I'm very fortunate in that drama wise, I have not seen a lot of dramatic
craziness.
Interactions between family members at holidays, despite being part of a massive family. My dad is one of eight. My mom's one of five.
Okay.
And I also have my stepdad's one of eight, too. So, like, there's big families. But I really do enjoy getting to see everybody. Normally, I'm not working. But, hey, everyone's coming to town this year for me.
Yeah.
I'm working, and then I get to see everybody. So lame and cliche, and you're like, wow, Paul, sentimental. And I'm like, no, the best part to me is I barely get to see my family. So it's awesome to see all of them.
Do y'all watch the Thanksgiving parade?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Not anymore.
I've never been a parade guy.
Okay. I couldn't give a damn.
I'll be honest with you.
I used to like it, but no, not really into it. I will say sometimes it's hard for me to actually get to watch sports on Thanksgiving. I have found myself at a lot of holidays
because
they just do not put it on, and I have to find a way to go in and watch it. And I would say last Thanksgiving, my nephew/godson wanted to watch Cars. For the 8 millionth time.
Heck yeah.
And we stopped watching NFL for a little bit so that we could watch Cars. And listen, good movie. I'd never seen it before. But I was but very often when I'm around family, Chris,
Hey, kid, how many times have you seen this? You can watch it later. Go sit down. Today is football day, sir. Have a seat.
You got to teach the kids that they got to get in on the ground floor of this great sport.
Exactly. No. Yeah. Sit down, kid. Watch football.
Become a degenerate addict like you're,
like the rest of us.
Gambling addict like your uncle. Yeah.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah. Like all of us.
You want to watch Cars for the 9 millionth time? No. Go sit down.
Yeah. Get out of here,
do
kid.
Some homework. Do some how about that? Go do some homework, kid.
Mow my lawn.
Yeah.
Although it's a lot late now, so maybe not.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Hey, we can confess all these things.
Confession, I'm tired. Let's end it off on a fun one, folks.
All right.
What are some, as Paul Gallant alluded to earlier, what are some grenades that you can toss into Thanksgiving to get
always
people
politics.
Riled up? Always politics.
Just throw a big juicy piece of rage meat on the table. You know, there's turkey and there's ham and maybe there's steak.
You could throw religion in there too. You have a lot of blended families now.
Hell yeah.
So religion is one of those where it's kind of, because nowadays everybody might not be Catholic in the family
For sure.
Or Christian or, you know, Muslim, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to see a fight and drama, religion and politics.
Oh, yeah.
They do it every time.
Definitely.
Every single time.
Definitely.
It never fail. It'll
For
never
sure.
fail.
No, there's a couple of, there. I think if you could create awkwardness over sexuality as well, you know?
That's a conversation today.
You could definitely.
That is a conversation.
You could definitely throw that out there and be like, hey, parents, I identify as something else.
Hey,
or,
parents.
You know, I might just do it every now and then. Like, actually, dad, I'm a woman, even though I have a mustache. You know, like, these are theoretically, if you want to throw a grenade in there, that is a grenade that you could do as well. The religion one's an interesting one. I was raised Catholic. Were you raised Catholic?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good for you.
Good for you.
You feel guilty all the time. That's all I ever do.
Okay. What on a smaller scale, though, if you wanted to get on someone's nerves, maybe if you go to you got a special someone?
Oh.
You got a significant other?
Oh, so like the personal life.
That is such a good one. Now
the personal life.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
The dating thing,
yeah.
Or why don't you have you're 35, you're 40, you don't have any children yet. What's going on?
Oh yeah, exactly. That's right there. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, so this is the first holiday season that I've ever had a girlfriend, first ever. You know, because I generally like I'd go 4 months and that's it for most of my life.
You get rid of it? Hey, I understand.
Props. Not really. That's usually I would fumble it somehow.
Like I said.
Yeah. Fist bump again. I'm very blessed this Thanksgiving. Like I truly love this woman, Maddie. I love you. You're the best.
That's awesome.
But a lot of holidays for sure. I was asked like, oh, so are you dating anybody? And like definitely like a little bit of judgment in the air.
No, a lot of bit of judgment. Ain't no little bit of nothing. Especially if it was an older family member.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of judgment
and,
there.
Oh, you're going to have kids. You're going to settle down.
And, you know, I know,
like, when is that going to happen?
Well, I know for some of them, and listen, I lean into this, but when I was over across the street on the other station, like every now and then people will ask me all the time because I'm a little metro. They were like, Paul, are you gay? And definitely I know some family members were wondering that. And that could have been a grenade they lobbed at me, like, Paul, you like dudes. They could have done that.
Now, just tell us.
I don't think any of them had the stones to ask if I like stones, but that could have been a way to throw a grenade out there for sure.
That could have been a grenade, yeah, definitely. But apparently none of them had the grenades to do it.
Nice, got it. Love it. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to create absolute chaos in your family on Thanksgiving time.
There is. In sports, it's like the least of them.
Yeah, really.
Okay, but maybe if your family members are Cowboys fans.
Okay, yeah, if you got Cowboys and Texans fans, yeah.
Or maybe you got someone in your family who's like a really intense Shedeur Sanders fan.
Ooh.
That's the most militant online fan base these days.
Most powerful black man since Barack Obama.
Kirk Perkins. Kendrick Perkins.
He did actually say that. I thought it was AI when I first saw it.
Yeah, I thought it was AI.
So it wasn't actually AI.
No.
Really,
Kendrick Perkins. He really said that.
He was feeling himself too, and he had two guys. You know what? Kendrick Perkins saying that, that's fine.
Oh, who was on with him?
I don't know, but these two guys were like, yep, facts. And I was like, what?
Was it Richard Jefferson? Because I know he was on NBA Today.
It was two guys I didn't recognize. But this is one of the big problems with podcasts these days. They'll have a bunch of like co-hosts, but they're really just hype men.
These people can say anything. And they don't.
And the other guy's like, yeah, facts. For real.
Yeah.
Nobody pushes back.
And that irritates the hell out of me.
And it's like, this one is like, please push back. It's the most ridiculous thing that's been said this year.
I wish I would have been on there because I would have pushed back for sure. Like, dude, are you serious?
Are you on the PCP? The weed?
Goodness.
The drug of lugs?
On the weed, Stephen A. Smith.
That's where you need Stephen A. Smith to check him.
Yeah.
Or anyone.
I think Stephen A. would have pushed back.
I do too. I think Ryan Clark would have apologized to everybody afterwards. You know,
he likes doing that.
He likes
to apologize.
You know what, though? Like, I give Clark a lot of grief, but I apologize all the time. I apologize way too much. Yeah. I say sorry for a lot of things. I shouldn't, too. My girlfriend's like, why are you saying sorry? You didn't need to say sorry for that. I'm sorry for saying sorry.
I'm sorry.
Babe. Sorry about that.
My apologies.
Hey, that was Figgy's mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Of course, Colin Neal, Chris Partee, Paul Gallant filling in for the great Figgy Fig, Reggie Atula, and John OG Lopez. Paul, I toss it back to you.
All right. Great job, Colin. Jeez, you've been running ragged. You've been up since 3:30 in the morning. Man. Goodness gracious. Get yourself some coffee.
Got a few minutes left, man.
A few minutes left.
Almost at the finish line.
We're very close. Last chance to dance. We got the toss up next. Who's hanging out today in the drive?
It is B. Scott and Clint Sterner.
B. Scott and Clint Sterner. All right. Well, we will see them in just a couple of minutes.
Virtually. You'll all be just talking because they're on site at BB's in Pearland.
Yeah. Oh, they're at BB's in Pearland. Yeah. All right. So we will do a little crosstalk with them. We'll also draft the best games this weekend and maybe some final thoughts on the Texans and Colts. C.J. Stroud has been cleared from the concussion protocol, so he will start on Sunday. Stick around. Sports Radio 610, your home of the Texans.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.